dear. Oh, what a day. Let's get that kettle on, shall we? Dear, oh dear, oh dear, even playing my ridiculous, stupid little ukulele theme tune-y thing sounded tired there. That tells you everything you need to know about how today's gone. Oh, what a long day. Hi, hey, whatcha? How you doing, everybody? Here we go. This is the second of Boolai 2014, I suppose, if we're gonna call it that. Well, how are you then? Good? Nice, that's nice to know. So today I have largely thoughts that just do not wish to be coherent, and I cannot seem to string together a sentence, which is quite evident thus far in this. I will get better at these. There will be more structure, and I will get my backside in gear and sort out what I'm going to say and what I'm not going to say before I start. I suppose doing a little theme tuney thing is a little breaky thing for it. I don't know. Hopefully these will become more polished anyway. But I'm rambling again already. Thanks, Grandma, for commenting on yesterday's. Rambling already. Thank you very much. So, today has been a long day. Woke up early this morning because I had my washing machine delivered. Yay! 7 o'clock in the morning. That's very early for a washing machine, I can tell you. But it wasn't me who had to drag it up 3 flights of stairs, so I don't really care too much. So that's that. That's happened. I can finally do laundry for the first time in about a month. That's all excellent news. Then, work. For those who don't know or aren't aware or whatever, I work in a toy shop. Which is perilously close to where I live now. It's literally a 60-second walk from my front door to the shop's front door, which is bloody lovely, really, because it means I get to come home for dinner and chill out and get out of there for an hour and stuff like that. It's marvellous. And for those of you who are going, you'll get called in early on, get called in all the time and stuff like that, I won't, because I already do 30 hours a week anyway, and they don't like paying you overtime. So, there we go. It's as simple as that. It's all fine. So, work today was good. Nice, relaxing sort of day. It's all gone pretty well. That was quite dull, really, but the reason that we're here for this today, audio booing, is this evening's experience. And this evening was a rehearsal for the piece called Leaving Home, which is what we are working on in collaboration with BBC Radio Lincolnshire, or BBC Lincolnshire, I believe it's known as now. They've took the word radio out for some reason. I suppose it's because we're in the digital age and all that, whatever. But you can't really say BBC Digital Lincolnshire because everyone will think you're made of pixels. It'll look like Minecraft or something like that. I don't know. So with BBC RL, as they're sometimes called, and the University of Lincoln, Leaving Home is the radio drama that we're doing. There are 5 of us in that particular piece, and it's commemorating the 100 years since the outbreak of World War I by following the family called the Beechies, who were originally from Freesthorpe and then came to live in Lincoln on Avondale Street. So, we've just about perfected the script on that now, would you believe? Apparently it's the final edition, although we were still making edits tonight. This will be version, 6 probably. But it's pretty good. I play 10 characters in this particular little radio drama, which is quite the challenge. It's no small feat, I've got to be honest. But it's good fun. I mean, I don't have an awful lot to say. I just interject here and there as different people and a bit of narration and all that sort of thing. So it's all good fun. We had a gentleman called Michael Horton. He came up today's rehearsal and recorded a bit of it. I believe he's going to use some of it in some shows on air tomorrow to use as trailers. So that's not gone too bad. I'm not in any of those. Well, I am. I blow a whistle. So there you go. But that's in my role as the captain. I blow a whistle. So how fun is that? Yeah, so tune in, BBC Lincolnshire. Cha-ching. It'll all be good fun. It's good fun. Tomorrow we're rehearsing again for the radio gig. And we'll see how that works out. A few little notes for people here and there, but to be honest, I think it's shaping up quite well already. We record a live performance in Boston on the 14th, which is Monday of this month, and that tickets are on sale for that. You get them through BBC Lincolnshire or via the LPAC at the university. So if you go on the BBC Lincolnshire website, you'll find links to all of that sort of thing there. I've posted some on my Facebook and Twitter feeds, I'm pretty certain, but I'll post them again anyway. Yeah, so Boston, the Blackfriars Theatre. I've never been. I've only been through Boston once, and so I can't really remember a lot about it, to be honest. But apparently it's a very nice theatre and is tailor-made for radio dramas. We will then be doing the same piece again as a live recording of a radio play in Louth on Thursday, which is the 17th. That will be at the Riverhead Theatre in Louth. And again, same drill as in Boston. You can get tickets in the same way. Apparently, that one has more free seats than the Boston one, for those who are in a position to go to either or. That's your option. I'd go for the Louth one. Or I say Louth. Yeah, I call it 1956 in a nice jokey way. It's tongue in cheek. It's meant lightheartedly. I have a dear friend who lives in Louth. Hello, Emma. So there you go. Now, then after that, we will be. I don't know what the broadcast dates are going to be for this particular radio project. I don't know when it's going to go on air. I presume that is to be announced. I presume it will be around the time at the end of July, beginning of August. August the 4th was when war was declared, so I imagine it'll be around there to coincide with that. I don't actually know. I should probably look into that. So there you go, that's today. That's what I've been up to. I know it's quite dull and boring and slightly rambly, not very exciting, but I'm working on it. I don't care. I've got my cup of tea here. I'm going to wind up now and go to bed and get ready to do it all again tomorrow. Okay, right. Thank you very much. I will talk to you again tomorrow. Good night, everybody. Let's go to bed, eh? Oh, and do brush your teeth. Night.